Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hello, New York. Good morning. This is AM 1230 WFAS New York. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Roy G.
I got like 3 hours of sleep last night. My little summer baseball team, we're going to be in the semifinals tonight against the Rockville Express. And we won last night. We won last night with a walk-off double, bottom of the ninth inning. And by the time I ate, I was home. It was 1:30. I started to get ready for the show this morning, and I figured, you know what? I'm better off just sleeping 3 or 4 hours and getting up in the morning. And my voice sounds a little shot, but we're sitting here watching a basketball game right now. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. is winning, but they look like they're playing games with a point spread. You know, I wonder if they're allowed to gamble in London on their own games.
No.
Well, how do you know? Well, the rules?
I know. Ireland got caught doing that.
Oh, are they? Oh, so they're not allowed to do that?
I would not assume that you were allowed to do that. Especially, I mean, this is the Olympics. You can't do really anything.
You're not allowed to do anything.
You can't. You cannot stretch any sort
of rules. You're allowed to fall when you're doing your free floor exercise. Big surprise last night. The U.S. team in the preliminaries leads. Japan leads. China leads everybody. They're in first place, which is amazing because they were falling all over the place too. But evidently, they were doing well enough on their routines. With, you know, how hard they were, you know, the degree of difficulty and all that, that they're leading. Now, that doesn't mean anything because everything's real close right now. Yeah. And I guess X amount of teams qualify. Mm-hmm. But the U.S. is doing extremely well. I'm real happy with them. I'm looking forward to seeing the girls. Girls go later, I guess. I'm looking forward to wrestling. Starts on the 5th of August, both freestyle and Greco-Roman. When I was in Atlanta in 1996, Roy, which was the best time. I mean, I'll never forget that whole. I was there 2.5 weeks. I took a company, used to be Sandoz Corporation. I think they're Pharmacia or something now. But because all those drug companies all have bought each other out over the past 15, 20 years. But I was down there and it was 100 degrees every day minimum. And if you remember, that was right after the explosion. You were young then, but. You probably remember it. There was an explosion in the park, you know, which is where everybody went. That was right down from where the hotel was that I stayed at. And, it was just a real exciting time. It was a lot of fun. But I saw everything in two events. I saw everything in track and field.
Yeah.
And I had great seats. I've been in the ticket business 35 years. I had the best seats. I gave great seats to all my customers, but I kept
the good ones.
Best ones. I was in the second row at the finish line when Michael Johnson pulled a hamstring and flew around and ran some incredible Olympic time in the 200 meters. And I was right there. And I'm going to tell you, this guy, I've got pictures that I took. He was off the ground a foot when he was running. Human beings don't leave the ground when they're sprinting.
That was one of the first Olympics or Olympians that I really remember growing up.
Michael Johnson looked like a wide receiver. I bet he weighed 210 pounds. He was about 6'2". He was built like a brick outhouse. He was unbelievably strong. I actually... You know where Buckhead is, right? In Atlanta?
Yeah.
It's a strip, you know, in North Atlanta, past Midtown, but before you get to Buckhead. Well, before you get into deep Buckhead, like where all the homes are. And I was at some dance place on the night he won it. And if you paid X amount of dollars, you got to be in this VIP section. And I was standing next to him for 2 hours. All he did was talk. I mean, and it was so crowded he couldn't move. And there were he was forced to talk to me, and I was spitting on him by accident. I kept apologizing for spitting on him. I'm sorry I'm spitting on you, but I can't move. We literally couldn't move. But you know the good news about that? It was a salsa club, and there were like 20 girls surrounding both of us, and I think they were there for me. And I said, look, these are my girls. You know, I mean, you help yourself. And he went, dude, this is my fiance right here. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't do that. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You're listening to Bruce and Roy. Roy Edwards, Roy G. Just went to a wedding.
Yeah.
And he came straight from the wedding.
Straight here.
Sounds like it was a good party last night.
So, yeah, it was.
Was it a good party?
It was a blast.
It was in Northern Virginia, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And who was your buddy that got married?
His name's Evan Moberly.
Yeah.
Actually,
I grew married, up with him. He married a girl or a boy?
He married a girl.
Because we want to be politically correct on
yes,
this show.
He married
you
a girl.
Know, and it doesn't matter if you marry a boy or a girl. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
As long as you get your tax benefits.
Absolutely. And that has nothing to do with anything else. I'm Bruce Hall once again. Listen, give us a call. The number here is 240-317-7294. Mm-hmm. 240-317-7294. I've been watching a lot of baseball, been coaching a lot of baseball. We've had some weather, you know. I mean, it was, you know,
it's been hot.
We didn't have rainouts.
To say the least, it's been hot.
But we didn't have any rainouts until the last 2 weeks, and we've had like four of them.
Yeah.
And luckily last night, even though we got a shower before our game, we got our game in. Cal Ripken was at my game yesterday. Cal Ripken has gone through one of the most trying times that any man can go through.
Oh,
his mother,
yeah.
Who, you know, Violet, we call her Vi. She's really cool. She reminds you remember my mom. I don't know if you remember my mom, but my mom is just like Vi. Only she was smaller. Vi's a big lady. And I'm pretty sure her and Cal Sr. got married when she was like 18, 19. Because the oldest girl is about, Cal's 50 or 51. His older sister's about 2 or 3 years older than him. And Vi's only 74. But anyway, some guy who they have pictures of. If you go, please, if you have a computer right now, take the time out to go to your computer. And go to Vi Ripken abduction. Just Google it. Or, you know, whatever you do. Yahoo. And you'll pull up a picture of this guy because he used a credit card and they took two pictures of him. Somebody knows this guy, okay? I think he's from Maryland, but I don't think he's from real close to Aberdeen where she was abducted. She was taken from the house she raised her entire family in.
Wow. By gunpoint.
Yeah, at gunpoint. The guy had a gun. And basically the guy said, I don't want to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you. And she said, well, I don't want to see you, so you need to cover my eyes. Vi's a pretty smart lady. So he made up something. He made up some sunglasses that had duct tape on the outside of the sunglasses. First, he was going to duct tape her eyes. And she says, please don't do that. I'm claustrophobic. And so he put duct tape on sunglasses. He lit cigarettes for her for an entire day. Evidently, she smokes. I know. You know, Cal Sr. used to smoke. And my mom smoked. I'm telling you, she's just like my mom was. Very athletic, loves sports. And this guy drove her around and I guess just tried to get money from her with her credit cards and her bank cards. But everybody thinks, including Cal, and I don't blame him, that it's kind of weird that This guy actually dropped her off. I'll tell the story. We're getting close to having to take a break here. I'm going to tell the entire story. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. I hate it when people threaten you anyway. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Want to say hi to Eddie and Augie's Italian Family Restaurant. We should be back in about a minute or two. Stay tuned. I'm going to be telling the Ripken story, and I'm going to try to help see if we can't find out who this guy is. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS.
on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
I'm Mick Jagger. I'm pointing. I'm doing the pointing. I'm pointing at you.
And we got an update for you on the U.S. France basketball game. It is 43-31 right now. 3 minutes, about 3:20 left in the second quarter.
It looks like the varsity faculty game at South Lakes High School.
Yeah, and France is a good team.
They're real good. They're getting ready to get swacked.
Well, they're a good basketball team. Tony Parker is good.
What did you predict? Bronze medal
for France? I think France will get a bronze.
I hope they do. Tony Parker's French.
Well, he plays for the France team.
Yeah, but what's up with that?
And so does Joakim Noah. But Joakim Noah's
his name
out with
is
an
Tony Parker. Uh-huh. He was married to Evan Longoria,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No, Eva Longoria.
Right?
What was the Longoria's
Posh
name
Spice?
From the Tampa Bay?
Right? Was she Posh Spice or Sporty Spice? She was Posh Spice, right?
No, you're thinking of the soccer player, goofball.
Huh?
You're thinking of the soccer. You're 26 and you're already losing your mind.
I don't know the Spice Girls.
You've been hanging around me too long.
I know that one of the athletes dated one of those girls who was.
Oh, that was David Beckham. David Beckham. He's a skinny runt.
Well, Tony Parker.
And by the way, if I played defense against Beckham and I ever took him down with a sliding tackle, he wouldn't get up.
Well, you'd get a red card probably, too.
That's okay. I'll take a red card and send him out all day long. I've done that before in a soccer game.
Parker and his they were married. I'm pretty sure they split up now. I'm pretty sure they're divorced.
Yeah, they've been split for at least a year.
I don't.
She's kind of pretty, but she's so short.
I don't keep up on the TMZ side of sports. But France is very good. They have a
was
lot of
Was that Tony Parker right there?
That's Tony Parker right there.
There you go.
Guarding Darren Williams.
Yeah, we're watching ball game. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I was talking about Cal Ripken's mother's abduction. I just want to finish the story. Go to Google or whatever, any way you get information. And CBS broke the story first. So if you go to CBS News and then Google Vi Ripken's abduction, you'll find it. But they have a picture of this guy. And he's from somewhere. You know, you can see what the guy looks like. I mean, he just looks like I think he looks older than 20 or 30s. I think he's 40 to 50. But he's, you know, a normal-sized guy. He drove her around for a day. He had her tied up. He had these sunglasses with duct tape on them. And, the thing about it is that he constantly stayed in motion, but he stopped to get gas. He lit cigarettes for her. They used to, but at one time, he drove to a place near Aberdeen where a lot of people don't even know it's there, and I'm not sure this guy even knew where he was, but he drove to this kind of rustic place where some guy owned some property there. And guy owned, you know, a pretty large piece of land. And evidently the guy saw the car there and he's like, what's this guy doing on my property? Now, he was driving Miss Ripken's Lincoln Continental, probably an older one, knowing her. She probably doesn't have but about 50,000 miles on it because she probably just drives it locally.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks up to the car, and at first the guy drives away. So he doesn't think anything about it. So then the guy spends, you know, several more minutes, almost an hour, doing something else, but he moved his truck to see if the guy was going to come back, and the guy came back. And I don't know what he was planning on doing there, but he came back to that area, and this guy walked up to him and said, hey, what's going on? And he looks in the back seat of the car, and there's Viola Ripken tied up.
Hmm.
And the guy made some stupid statement like, oh, it's my mother. You know, she just had an epileptic attack. I'm getting ready to take her to the hospital. Gets in his car, speeds off. Evidently, this guy chased him. And he gets the license number, but it doesn't help because it's Viola Ripken's car.
Yeah.
He gets the license number, calls it in, but that's how they found them. Now they're looking for this car everywhere. The guy drove back 3 houses from where she lived, and somehow just left the car there and flee. You know, he fled on foot and got away. Now, his car had to be somewhere close.
Yeah, probably.
Or somebody had to be with his car, with a car, somewhere close. All I'm telling you, people, is if you live in Maryland, if you live anywhere, go look at this picture. He might be your brother. He might be an old friend. He might be a guy you shared a prison cell with. Let's find out who this guy is and catch him and get him off the street, because that's ridiculous. And
yeah.
Could you imagine somebody abducting Terry, your mom, and you know, making her feel like she doesn't know if she's going to live or die free for a day?
That's no, I cannot imagine that.
Anyway,
no, I can't. I mean, that's unreal.
I could see when I talked to Cal yesterday, he was visibly shaken. It's been a tough week. And Ryan Ripken, his son, who's going to the University of South Carolina next year, he played for the other team, and it was a great game and everything. And it was nice that Cal, you know, once again came over to our field and hung out for three hours. I feel bad when a guy like that's around. Usually he goes in the bullpen and just sits there, and he's on the phone taking care of business. You know, he runs his dad's charity. It's called the Cal Senior Foundation.
Yeah.
And what they're doing now is building baseball fields everywhere. Everywhere, and they're doing real well, I can't wait to help him do something in our area, because you know what? That's the problem with Washington D.C. There's no fields for the kids.
Yep.
At least he's building them in Baltimore.
That's a city issue in general. Lot of cities where baseball fields and playgrounds used to be, they don't get tended to, and the land gets bought up and it turns into condos or something.
Well, exactly. And see, real estate in Washington, D.C. is so expensive.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to build a baseball field. Well, that's why there's only been one guy, and we've said this two or three times, Emmanuel Burris with the San Francisco Giants, who went to Western High School in downtown Washington, is the only player since 1982 to make a Major League Baseball team from the city of Washington. Mm-hmm. How ridiculous is that?
It's pretty crazy.
That's ridiculous. I'm Bruce Hall, and I think that's ridiculous, and so does Roy. We're here with Matt, my trainer. I told Matt, I said, you must love being able to tell a guy old enough to be your grandfather what to do when he's on the air. Matt's always given me advice, and I appreciate it, even though I don't always act like it. But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about the Olympics. I really love what I saw with the men's gymnastics. Now, you know, the men's gymnastics gets a lot of play anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Those are some of the most incredible athletes in the world. The women do stuff that I have no idea. They must be aliens what they do. They do backflips on a balance beam. You know, their free floor exercises are unbelievable.
Yeah,
but have you ever noticed the women are tiny, most of them. They're not real
very
big.
Very little.
The men are short. But this year we've got some guys that are like very good athletes that are a little taller than normal. And that was one of the things I think they were talking about last night. It was one of the reasons they were having some problems in the free floor exercise. We're sitting here watching.
Yep,
what's the score? 52-36?
Yep,
is that a halftime score?
Yes, that's a halftime.
Well, I said give the 25. It's easy money. And, you know, you got to wonder, are they going to run it up? I would.
Oh, absolutely.
You? They're going to run it up.
Absolutely.
They're going to run it up. Today, we got the basketball game here today. Michael Phelps got whacked.
Well,
last night he got fourth. That's not whacked, but he was counting on a medal.
This wasn't the event that he was going to win, anyways.
No, definitely not. And he trained for it, which took so much time. And I would, you know, my whole thought here is, if you're not going to win it, why would you even compete in it? Now I'm just telling you, because he's no spring chicken. Everybody
right.
knows he hasn't trained as hard as he could have.
Well, he was. I mean,
I think everybody knows that.
He was, pretty close to getting a medal here. So,
yeah, fourth is pretty close. It's one off. But he's racing in a relay later today. As a matter of fact, pretty soon, I think
he'll get a couple
medals.
He's gonna win
a medal today, because I think he's isn't he in the 4x100 meter freestyle.
He's in a freestyle relay.
He didn't even qualify. They're just putting him in the finals so he'll get another medal. Well, he'll
get a medal. I think he'll get a medal when he swims freestyle by himself. His 200 free.
That's his strongest, and that's the one where he's beaten Lochte twice in a row.
Him and Lochte are going back and forth. Now that's the big event that everyone wants to see is the Lochte versus Phelps.
I really
freestyle.
Ryan Lochte, this kid is really talented.
Where he took the gold in the event that. That we're talking about that Phelps took fourth, he took gold. And it's funny that more people are worried about Phelps taking fourth than they are about Lochte taking gold, just because Lochte was expected to take gold. And Phelps doesn't medal, so that's a big
story. Now, women's soccer beat somebody. Women's soccer won yesterday 3-0. Women's soccer team, our women's soccer team is very good.
Oh,
evidently,
amazing.
Hope Solo's saying something about somebody, about the girl that took her shirt off. She's saying, like, yeah, big deal. How long ago was that?
I don't know.
It was like 8 years ago.
Hope Solo, though.
Wasn't it 8 years ago when that happened?
Yeah, she does. She just keeps talking.
Have you seen Brandi Chastain lately? She's a wild, wild woman.
Well,
she's crazy.
Hope Solo can say whatever she wants.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
And Alex Morgan, how about this? Alex Morgan, it was the game before. It was the last qualifier or the last exhibition match, and she scored two goals in the game. I think it was a qualifier. And she scored two goals in the game to come back. And they ended up winning. And right after the game, they wouldn't let her go into the locker room or anything.
They pulled
her aside and gave her a drug test right there for supplemental, like PEDs.
Is that right?
Yeah, right off the field. And she had two goals in the game.
And she was fine.
Random drug test. You, the one who scored two goals, come with me.
Well, you know what?
Completely random.
Didn't some cyclist... got busted, a pretty good cyclist, and he's out of the Olympics now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that happened last week, and I don't even know who it is. But all I'm saying is at least it looks like they're doing their job. Looks like they are testing everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some big news here. Houston Street, who used to be the Colorado Rockies closer, is now the Padres closer.
Hmm.
Just signed a new deal with the Padres, so he's not going anywhere. $7 million signing bonus. $7 million for 2014. Club option at $7 million 2015. No buyout. Pretty good money if you can get it.
Not bad.
Not bad. And you know what? Not a lot of saves with the Padres. He'll only have to work once a week being the closer for the Padres. I'm Bruce Hall, and the Padres suck, by the way. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. When we get back, we're done talking about Cal Ripken, but please... go to your computers and see if you know what this guy when you see the picture.
Yeah.
That's big. Vi Ripken is the queen of Baltimore. So, you know, they're going to find this guy anyway.
They'll find him.
It's going to definitely, definitely happen. Listen, we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS. I'm Bruce Hall with Roy G.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And like we said, it is halftime for the men's basketball team right now, playing France, up 52-36.
They're getting ready to cover that 25-point spread here pretty soon.
And
I just hope they leave LeBron in until there's a minute left.
So we got a lot to talk about. And one of the things we're going to jump into now is this Pete Rose issue. And with steroids in baseball, in a steroid era, we saw a lot of great players suspected of using PEDs and come out and say that they used it during certain times, like Alex Rodriguez. Obviously, the Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, those guys, all of which...
There's so many. And there's so many that nobody knows about.
Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire.
The most recent one is a guy that has 28 home runs this year, and everybody else, second place is 22. And it's Ryan Braun.
Yeah.
And Ryan Braun tested positive.
He did.
And they, you know, he got a good lawyer. He did. He got a real good lawyer. And, by the way, he plays for the Milwaukee Brewers, whose family is who is owned by the family of the quote-unquote commissioner,
yep.
Bud Selig. So, basically, the commissioner went, hey, look what they did. Mm-hmm. You got to beat this. We can't afford for Ryan Braun to miss 50 games. Now, Ryan Braun made the All-Star team. Does he make the All-Star team, Roy, if he misses the first 50 games?
Of course not.
Of course not. And
maybe.
No, he doesn't.
Ryan Howard was getting votes, and he didn't even play.
I know. Yeah, but he plays in Philly where they sell out every night. Ryan Braun plays in Milwaukee where they don't. Mm-hmm. I'm Bruce Hall, and in Milwaukee, they don't sell out every night. although they beat the Nats 6-0 yesterday. The best team in the National League
the Nationals won yesterday.
Well, it was the day before they lost.
Yes.
6-0. Sorry. I told you I've been playing baseball, okay? My team has. We're going to talk about Pete Rose. I'm going to go to my Facebook page. Johnny McNay, who I've known since, I was 12 years old, sent me a Facebook message and said, yes, I was talking about Pete Rose. I said, for you baseball fans out there, Pete Rose, the all-time career hits leader in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, Cooperstown, New York, yes or no? And what I said earlier on Twitter with that I got a lot of people pro and con, mostly pro to what I said, because generally speaking, when you say something, the people that object to you, they don't line up. The people that agree with you pretty much do line up. And so that it's not always that accurate, those kind of polls, Roy, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
But Johnny said, he's real baseball. Well, yeah, he is. Pete Rose was the epitome of hustle. They called him Charlie Hustle. He played first base, second base, third base, outfield. He made, I think, 17 or 18 straight All-Star games. He played 21 years. I mean, was a great player.
There's no question that he was a great player, though.
Hey, Andy Schoof, who's from down in Southern Virginia, said, yes, he should be in the Hall of Fame. Roy Gregory, who is some idiot.
I know that guy.
Yeah, that's Roy. Said, no, you don't gamble and play.
Well, yeah.
We're going to talk about the argument there in a minute, but I'm just going to give these people their kudos here. Mike Lester, who I went to high school and junior high school with, and is a great guy, and he's a wonderful guy. He said, yes, he should be. Calvin Jones, yes, he should be. Dave McDaniel, his merits on the field say yes, rules are rules. Everyone knows him. He's an idiot. Nobody's arguing with you about Pete Rose being an idiot. He is an idiot. He's paying for it, so no. Maybe when he's gone, they can do an induction with Joe Jackson. Well, you know.
See, I liked that idea. I liked that idea.
So posthumously, you can go in. And you know what? When you think about it, that's not a bad way to look at it. David McDaniel, that was pretty. I like that idea. Yeah, because you get in, but you don't get
you
to
don't
benefit.
Know. You don't know that.
No, but you don't. But you don't get to benefit.
Right, exactly.
From all the things that come with it until you are dead. Then your kids get to come to the induction ceremony, and that's pretty cool. William Hilder, I'm pretty sure that William is like a Little League coach or something. It says, I say yes, he made a mistake, he was an idiot. Everybody agrees with that. But he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Plus, he bet on his team, not against him. You know what? I got to tell you something. That is a big deal because we were just talking about happened at the Olympics this week.
Yeah, where Ireland
bet on the other team.
Allegedly, right.
Whatever.
We don't want to.
The investigation goes on.
Yeah. They bet on the other team.
But if they bet on the other team, it was for two reasons. Actually, it was
We suck,
and we're going to benefit from the fact that we suck.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Here's somebody else that says, my question is this. You can put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame or any player who has the stats to get in like Pete Rose but was connected to PED. A-Rod, Mac, Clemens, Bonds, etc. Who do you put in? My thing is, and this is what I firmly believe, I don't think we're going to be able to keep these guys out. And the reason I say that, unless they were like a real marginal guy, you know what I mean? Like if it's a guy like Rafael Palmeiro, who, by the way, had over 600 home runs.
Rafael Palmeiro was a great player, but he had a lot of baggage.
Yeah, he was
spitting on umpires.
No, you're thinking of somebody else. No, Rafi didn't do that. Rafi is a real, real good guy.
What?
God, you're acting like the 58-year-old. I don't know. But the guys that used to spit on umpires, I'll think of it in a second.
Second baseman for the Orioles.
What? Well, the second baseman for the Orioles?
Second baseman for the Orioles.
I don't even know.
I'm
going to
look this up.
If you know, call this number, 240-317-7294. Who used to spit on umpires? 240-317-7294. I'll think of it before the show's over. Unfortunately, we'll be on another subject by then. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. If you're hungry, give Eddie a call at... At Augie's Family Italian Restaurant in Larchmont, they have the best food in the world there. And you can call in and they can make you something to go so you can go home and watch the Olympics. Great day to just stay in today. Now, when the show's over, I'll be able to watch a lot of this and maybe even see a ball game or two. But I have to be in Rockville, Maryland at 5 o'clock for batting practice. And we play in the semifinals of the Cal Ripken Collegiate Baseball League, which is a college wooden bat league. We play at 7 o'clock tonight. And we play a team that we've lost a couple to and won a couple against. And if we win that game, we'll be in the finals. I'm also looking here. Oh, look.
It was Roberto Alomar.
Robbie Alomar. Well, you know why. He probably was never on steroids. Robbie had baggage, but it was different. And we're not going to talk about it because it's very it's a situation that you don't talk about. It has to do with, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But Bruce Hall says they're all the same. They're mistakes and nobody's perfect. That's me. Even murderers are forgiven. Pete Rose has never been a clean living type of guy, but I'm sure Ty Cobb did a few things that were worse than what Rose did.
Yeah,
and that's true.
Okay,
Ty Cobb was pretty much a criminal.
Well, prove it.
He admitted he admitted in his book he killed a man.
Well,
come on. And he was a first ballot Hall of
Exactly.
Famer.
After you get in, then you tell everybody what you did.
But you're talking about a guy that basically two guys. Listen, you got to remember who was commissioner of baseball when Rose got in trouble. And you got to be able to trust an FBI guy that did the Dowd report was written by a former FBI agent. You know, you can make an argument that the guy, he wasn't even that clean. He was a good friend of Bart Giamatti's. Bart Giamatti died during all this. So when the new guy ended up being commissioner of baseball, and I'm trying to think what his name is, he ended up basically holding all of this against Rose. And that's why Rose hasn't got in. Bud Selig is a gutless, I can't say that word I want to say, but he doesn't have any of those either. But he'll let his guy taking steroids play this entire year? That's okay. But Pete Rose can't get in the Hall of Fame. If you agree with me, call in. 240-317-7294. If you don't agree with me, call in also. 240-317-7294. If you don't have any opinion at all, call in and tell me what your opinion on something is. Because you don't have a life if you don't have an opinion on this one, if you're a sports guy. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to AM 1230, WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We'll be right back.
Just what I'm going through, they can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS.
You damn Skippy, we're back.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. The second half is underway now the U.S.-France game.
And I thought you were talking about the second half of our show, Roy. We got 14 minutes left.
It's 60-41 right now, and so USA is starting to run away with it.
Hey, and if you took my advice early on and ran with it when I said give the 25, you're going to be thanking me at dinner time because you're going to be eating at steak as opposed to Chipotle.
As opposed to ramen noodles.
Ramen dama dama. Hey, listen, I want to finish off because we got a bunch of comments here.
We do.
Strength is part of hitting a baseball. PEDs certainly do affect one's ability to hit the ball. Maybe not the hand-eye coordination, but the stronger you are, the quicker you and blah, 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 blah. I've cheered for Sosa, McGuire, Palmeiro, The Rocket, and many others in the past. I'm not going to Cooperstown to see them. It's tainted. But this is also a guy said to wait till they're dead, and I agree with him. Chris Ewald, who, it's a great name, baseball name, by the way. I knew a great player one time named Ron Ewald. There's no question that if he didn't bet on baseball, he would have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. No
yes.
kidding. It's understood that even if he bet on his own team while playing or managing, he could have disturbed the integrity of the game. It's also understood now that the man has an illness. I agree. And see, that's where I come in. Because it doesn't justify his actions, but I don't think it merits leaving him out. Put him in. You know, here's the thing. If you are in the NFL, the NBA, well, the NBA, let's not even talk about it because they're not allowed to drug test them for marijuana because they smoke it. All of them do. I won't say all of them. I'll say the majority of them do. No, that's in their damn bargaining agreement. They're not allowed to be tested for marijuana. Do you understand that?
I'm
glad you got that now. Anyway, what I'm saying is that gambling is an addiction. And I'm telling you right now, Pete Rose had it because he was a horrible gambler. First of all, you never bet every day. You know, I'm a handicapper, okay? I'm not saying that gambling is good or bad. But you can, look, right now, where are the Olympics, Roy?
In London.
Hey, and what is one of the coolest jobs to have in London? A bookie. It's legal to bet in London. You can bet on anything you want. You can bet on the damn Olympics. You know, all you have to do is go find a handicapper, a bookie, and they have these. I mean, it's just like a little shop. You go in, and there's a lot of people with there's no guns in there because in London you can't own a gun. Now, I don't know if they're allowed to. They probably have guys that protect them, and probably a number of guys are around because when there's that much cash changing hands like at a sports book in Vegas, you know, you definitely want some security. But I'm telling you, if you have an addiction, you get treatment, okay? Mm-hmm. In baseball, if you have a cocaine addiction, you get treatment. Alcohol addiction, you get treatment. Gambling addiction,
You get treatment.
No. You don't get treatment, not in baseball. Because you're not allowed to gamble.
Well, go do it yourself.
It's exactly like any other addiction.
You can gamble. You just can't gamble on baseball. If Pete Rose was gambling on football, I don't think anyone would have cared. That's my issue with the whole thing.
They are not allowed to gamble on football either. The one thing they can do, and they may, because there was a court case about this, you can go to a racetrack and gamble on horses.
Okay.
But you got to be careful who you hang out with at racetracks because you may hang out with criminals who make a living fixing horse races. And you know a little something about that because you are in the horse business kind of from a standpoint of your soon-to-be wife or whatever. Okay, let me just go to the next comment and we'll be done with this. Well, let's just finish these up before the break. Ryan Mills, yes, hands down, he should be in. Thank you, Ryan. Roy Gregory, oh, we don't want to hear this idiot again. The difference is Cobb never got caught.
Yep.
You're talking about Cobb now. Everyone's a saint until proven otherwise. Don't be an idiot and no PED should get in.
Well, no PED.
That's strong, but how are you going to prove it? How about the guys that took it?
That's the thing.
See, my point is you don't
get caught.
You're not going to be able to keep anybody out.
I don't care.
Hey, do you think Ryan Braun should go into the HOF? Because
right
technically,
now, no. Well, he's still playing, so we have to see what he does.
No,
I don't know.
But he was proven innocent. Roy, he was proven innocent.
Okay, well, look, then yes,
you can't have your cake and eat it too.
If he didn't do it, then we're fine. We're not done hearing about Braun. Okay, we're. Braun's career still has to play out.
He's like three groin injuries.
Barry Bonds never did it.
Have
apparently.
You seen how much weight Barry Bonds has lost?
Yeah, but he never tested positive. He never, you know, there's no significant evidence that he did it.
No,
but everyone knows.
Well,
he's not getting in.
He was taking horse steroids.
He's not getting in. He's not getting
in. Or cow steroids. He was taking animal steroids. His head grew seven sizes.
I mean, he looks like a completely different player from when he was in Pittsburgh and when he was in San Francisco.
Well, he's riding bikes now and he's training hard and he's lost like 35 pounds supposedly. Evidently, he's not taking steroids anymore, which is probably a good idea because I'm pretty sure that steroids will shorten your life.
But
it was
obvious that Barry Bonds, there was something going on there because nobody wanted him.
Hey, I have
the San Francisco Giants didn't want him.
I have a college wrestler that sent me a little note here and says, "Not he bet on baseball. He's already received his reward, a hefty salary. Well, that's good. Not like they're making now. Lifelong fame and continuing autograph money. Whatever, Milt." Roy Gregory. Milt, I'm glad you listened to the show, though. Thanks. Roy Gregory. This idiot again. Put him in.
Yeah.
The lesson becomes, if you cheat, just make sure you're really, and you said a bad word right before you said good. Roy.
That's what I'm saying. If you put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, and you put Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame, and you put all these guys that you claim that we won't be able to keep out, the message becomes, if you cheat, just make sure you're damn good at it.
Hey, listen to this. Ryan Mills says, Roy, why is that any different than football players playing fantasy football? Most of them do nowadays. The former coach at UCLA and the former coach at the University of Washington was in a $3,000 a man fantasy league and lost his job at the University of Washington.
Yeah.
Lost his job.
That point that he makes there is a very, very good point because NFL football players are now very open about playing fantasy football.
I agree with Jim Fisher. Jim Fisher, who is a baseball coach, says the penalty doesn't fit the crime. I agree with that. Baseball allows drug users to return to the game. Why not Pete in the HOF? We all make mistakes. He served his time. And by the way, Pete Rose really did serve time. He went to jail for 2.5 years.
And you want a guy who went to jail and...
Ty Cobb was in jail for like a month.
Broke the rules of the game. I mean, these are... Baseball...
He didn't bet on your own sport. He didn't go to jail... For breaking the rules of baseball. He went to jail for IRS tax evasion.
I understand all that. But I'm saying that's the kind of person he was. He was not a good person.
Look at this.
This is not some saint that we're talking about.
Vinny Bruce says, if Major League Baseball must punish him, then deny him joy of the hall while he's alive. Mm-hmm. That's like the third guy that said that.
Yeah,
he should be voted in after he's passed on. That's kind of neat. Tommy Gately, former college player and now a minor league player, says Pete Rose actually bet me that he wouldn't go in. Gave me good odds, too.
Tommy's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
Tommy went to GW University, so he's one of those smart kids. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. If you read the New York Post, and I do, I like the Post, I like the Daily News, I read all the New York papers because, you know what, in D.C., people, we have squat for papers. We have the Washington Times, which is the Republican version of the news. And we have the Washington Post, which is a liberal rag. And the truth is always somewhere right in the middle. But both sports pages, Roy, suck. Wouldn't you agree?
No, they're crap.
They're the worst. You can go through the sports page in the Washington Post in 5 minutes. Wouldn't you agree? 5 minutes. Now, if you want to read everything on Sunday, 15 minutes. 15 minutes. But I'm reading a couple of things right now about how happy Brandon Jacobs and Mario Manningham are right now. Mario Manningham and Brandon Jacobs, as everybody in New York knows, won a Super Bowl ring with the Giants last year. And they were both integral parts of the Giants.
Yes.
One maybe a little more than the other. Manningham made that phenomenal catch of the perfectly thrown ball from Eli that basically took him in. Okay? Mm-hmm. That was the difference in the ball game. Brandon Jacobs... you know, you can say what you want about Brandon Jacobs. He's had his good years, his good times, his bad times. He is the biggest running back in pro football. Wouldn't you agree?
He's a big boy.
He's like 6'4" and a half, about 270 pounds. He probably runs a 4.5 40, 4.55, something like that. The problem that Brandon Jacobs has and why the Giants didn't really want him back is, A, they had Henry Heinoski, who did a phenomenal job out of the University of Pittsburgh, and he actually runs straight ahead, which is the way you're supposed to run when you're that big. And Brandon Jacobs runs sideways or backwards. Evidently, San Francisco offered them the same amount of money that the Giants did, $1.5 million, which is a big pay cut for him. But he signed with San Francisco, and I got to tell you, if you're going to go somewhere in the NFL and you're in your eighth year, which he probably is now, he's probably 30, 31 years old, San Francisco 49ers would be a good team to hook up with, don't you agree? Because they could have easily beat the Giants in the playoffs last year. It was that close of a ball game. Their defense is probably better than the Giants.
Yes.
Their offense is going to get better. Wouldn't you agree? It's just going to get better. They've got some great weapons there. They did lose a pretty good wide receiver now that the Redskins have, but he was like their number three receiver.
And they picked up a guy named Randy Moss. I don't know if you've ever heard of
him. Yeah, but Randy Moss, he could just run over some rent-a-cop on his way to the game,
and he'll be
in jail. Or speaking of getting busted for marijuana, that would be what he gets done, because he has openly said he loves to smoke pot. So I'm not totally sure what the NFL does for their drug rules. But the thing that I like about what Manningham said in his interview with the Post was that I'm putting all this behind me. You know, that was February. It's August now almost, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get a ring with this team. What a great answer to the question. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, you like Mario
that.
Manningham?
I do like Mario.
He's a University of Michigan grad.
I wish that he would have stayed in New York. I think that he was a good fit with the Giants, and they're going to miss him. I just hope that this isn't one of those things that the Giants look back on and say, we should have kept Mario.
You know what he signed for? He signed for $7.37 million a year for 2 years. That's a pretty good piece of change. The Giants were gonna. I think the Giants offered him $4 or $5 million a year, and they didn't want to offer him more than a 2-year deal either. So he went somewhere where he will make a difference, but he's got to stay healthy.
Yeah,
he's got to stay healthy.
Well, Cruz has to have a good year this year. That's the bank here is on Cruz.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back here on AM 1230 WFAS New York. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, and we're going over. We're going to start going over some football here.
Yeah, we're going to talk football because the guys in the Post were talking about. They were rating the quarterbacks. This guy named Drew Loftus. He's a fantasy guy, but he ranked the quarterbacks. I guess it's him that ranked them, and. You know, I agree with some of his stuff, but some of his stuff is almost hilarious because he's got Robert Griffin, RG3,
yeah.
Ranked 11th. you can't even put a rookie quarterback that's never been tested, mm-hmm. especially that plays for a team that I'm well aware of doesn't have a very good offensive line to begin with.
Now,
or by the way, any good receivers. Our number one receiver right now is the guy from Indianapolis.
Yeah, Pierre Garçon.
Yeah, he's a 3 or 4 in a lot of other places.
To be fair, I talked with Jarrett Brown a couple months ago, who was working out with Pierre Garçon in Florida. He was throwing with Pierre, and he said Pierre looks great this offseason. He says he's in incredible shape, and that he thinks that he's the number one guy, and he's everything the Redskins paid him for. Now, that's if.
But they still have Randy Moss. They still have Santana Moss.
Now,
speaking of the Mosses,
but
speaking of another guy that's worthless,
I agree with this guy having RG3 at 11.
No,
if he's talking about fantasy, if you're talking about fantasy points, and you're talking about fantasy football,
he's going to have to score touchdowns and run for yardage,
right?
Only projecting him to run for a little over 400 yards,
right? But
is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's very good.
Well, don't you have to get touchdowns too? How about percentage?
You can get
How about percentage? How about interceptions?
Based on the league that I play in, you get 1 point for every 10 yards rushing.
All right.
You get 1 point for every 25 yards passing.
Okay.
And you get 6 points for a touchdown.
All right. Let's say that that Bobby Griffin, which is what I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him Bobby Griff because everybody's calling him something different. And he doesn't want to be called RG3, even though he hasn't really said that.
Well, he says that he just.
He's just Bobby.
His players don't call him
RG3. Bobby. He's Bob. Hey, Bob. What's up, Bob? But here's what I'm going to say. If he plays 16 regular season games, he's going to put it up 30 times a game.
At least.
Well, he's going to.
Grossman. That's why I say that I agree with him with the fan. If this is fantasy, I agree. If this is just pure rankings, no way. But Rex Grossman last year with the Redskins put up good numbers fantasy wise.
Yeah, he did.
Because he chucked the ball around.
I know.
Now, he turned the ball over a lot, and that's where his fantasy numbers decreased a little bit. But if you're in a two quarterback league, Rex Grossman was a good option as a flex or a two quarterback league. Now, that's where I agree with Robert Griffin III. If Robert Griffin III comes in and they run that same offense that Rex Grossman ran last season, he's going to put up numbers. Does that mean wins in the NFL season? No, I don't think so. I think the best the Redskins are going to be is 7-9. But I think that he has the capacity to put up good, very good fantasy numbers, which is where this 11. He's talking about fantasy,
right.
I like it. If not, then the guy's crazy.
Well, two things have to happen for this guy to have a great season. The offensive line has to remain intact and play well.
Yeah,
and the defensive backfield. Well, you know, the good news about an offense, a bad defense, is that your offense gets on the field more. I mean, a lot of that had to do with kind of Carolina last year. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton was on the field all the time. I want to say Cam Newton threw 30 touchdowns last year, but he also threw 26 interceptions. But he also ran for 1,000 yards just about.
Well,
didn't he run for 900 and something?
Cam Newton was a top five
fantasy
quarterback.
Yeah. Well,
so was Eli.
All right,
Eli was great.
Let me run down this real quick. Aaron Rodgers, he's got ranked at number one. I agree with that.
That's fine.
I agree with that. Drew Brees, number two. I think that's going out on a limb.
I'm okay with that.
Well, I am too, but you got to understand, what's their defense going to be like? What is their team going to be like? Who's going to be calling the plays? I would say that Brees, he's got Brady 3. I don't agree with that. I got Eli 3. I've got Brady 4. He's got Matthew Stafford 4. I agree with that. I got him 5. I got Peyton at 6. Denver has some receivers.
See, I have Peyton Manning lower down on this list.
Well, no, let me tell you, they're not going to run the football for a whole lot of yardage. So they're going to be getting their yardage in the air in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get Peyton Manning to be their quarterback to hand the ball off.
I understand that.
I think he's going to be right around
five. And I think that Peyton Manning is a very, very good quarterback.
Right.
I still have some questions regarding his health. He'll still be a first or second round draft pick in most fantasy leagues. Again, if this is about fantasy, still be a first or second round
pick. And you know what's great about fantasy? That has a lot to do with winning and losing anyway, because let's face it, the NFL has turned into an offensive juggernaut.
Yes.
If you can't score points, you better damn have the best defense in the world. Now, San Francisco got to the final game of the NFC Championship because of their defense, not because of their offense.
No.
Hell, Gore was hurt. Remember, he was hurt at the end of the year.
It didn't hurt that Alex Smith had, what, 5 interceptions or something like that on the season?
Well, they controlled, 60%. They controlled Alex Smith, and they didn't have a lot of really great receivers, but they did okay.
And that offense.
They had good tight ends.
That offense, where you don't turn the ball over and you keep the possession of time, was very, very similar.
It's like the old George Allen offenses of the 70s and 60s Redskins and the LA Rams. His defense won games.
Yeah. But it was very similar to what they saw in Denver last year with Tim Tebow controlling the clock. That was their football right there, and that's what the Jets want to see this year.
All right, let me finish this up real quick. He's got Cam Newton 6. I got no problem with that.
Cam Newton's a beast.
He's got Michael Vick 7. I don't think he's going to play 10 games. I think he's going to be carried out on a stretcher early.
Well, Mike Vick,
because he made the statement. You know, last year his backup said they were going to be, what, the dream team?
Yeah.
And now Mike Vick said they're going to build a dynasty.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you know, are you high?
Michael Vick.
I mean, come on.
Michael,
you're not going to build any dynasty in Philly right now. It's not going to happen.
Michael Vick went as high. In my league last year, Michael Vick, I think, went 4th overall.
He can run, and he can throw.
But,
he's going to put touchdowns and yardage.
But Cam Newton is the new Michael Vick.
Well, he was and he's 6.
When it comes to fantasy.
Yeah, he's 6'6", 260.
And
Mike Vick is smaller. Yeah. He's your size.
And what you're saying, and exactly what you're saying is, can Michael Vick stay healthy? It's a gamble when you're dealing with him.
Do you see it? I don't see it.
No, his style of play is a lot different.
I see RG3 staying healthier than Mike Vick.
So do I.
Because he's got the same exact speed, 4.4, 4.35 speed as Vick. Vick still can fly. But Mike Vick doesn't know when to go out of bounds.
Exactly.
Mike Vick doesn't know when to slide. Mike Vick thinks Mike Vick can do anything.
Uh-huh.
And Mike Vick can go to the hospital, too. And that's what he's starting to find out.
Cam Newton and Robert Griffin III and even Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers runs. He runs the ball.
He runs very well. He had two concussions.
He was the second leading rusher as quarterbacks the year that they went to the Super Bowl.
And you know why? Because they threw the ball 70% of the time, and when everybody was covered, there wasn't anybody covering him.
And these guys know exactly what you're saying. They don't dance around like Vic. Vic will dance around, you know, like try to keep up with one hand, do some pivot moves and stuff like that. That's when you see him getting hurt. Whereas Cam Newton impressed me as a rookie because the arm and the touchdowns and the records he broke, that was all great. But the presence of mind that he had to slide or get out of bounds, that's what impressed
me. Real quick, I just want to say who they have number 20. Joe Flacco. That's your boy.
Well,
did he ever sign a new deal?
They hit it right there
with
20.
Did they ever sign a new deal?
No, but they re-signed Ray Rice, which opens up the franchise tag for Joe Flacco next year.
Well, he'll have to be happy with that, don't you think?
Yeah, he'll get the franchise tag, and it'll give him that extra time to negotiate a contract.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to my show, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And the U.S. basketball team is starting to run away with it. They're starting to run away with the spread.
Please keep scoring.
The spread's 25.
LeBron, don't you have to go back in for some reason?
And Bron is on the sideline, but it looks like
chilling.
Andre Iguodala is shooting free throws right now. James Harden's in the game. Anthony Davis
What's the score? I don't even know. I think we're up like 28 or 29.
It's 28-29.
Hey, before I turn all this over, you're going to give us a recap.
90-65.
Good boy.
So 25, exactly.
That's not good.
It's a push right now.
That's not good.
But Anthony Davis is looking very good, who's the first overall pick to the New Orleans Hornets. I say Charlotte Hornets.
It's hard not to say Charlotte.
I got to remind myself that the Bobcats play in Charlotte now.
Hey, No Bets Baseball is in New Orleans this coming October. I'll be down there.
So 2 minutes and 32 seconds left. It looks like that is Russell Westbrook at the line.
Oh, I don't even want to know about it until there's like 30 seconds left.
So,
hey,
we'll
listen,
keep you updated with
before
that.
I turn this over to you, Roy's going to give us a breakdown of all the medals that have been won by the U.S. But before we do that, I want to talk about something I read today about Laron Landry. Jet fans, perk up. Get close to the radio. I'm gonna give you a scoop.
Or sit back and turn the volume up.
Hey, the over-under on how many games Laron Landry suits up for this year is 6 games. I think that's accurate.
Yeah, that's a good number.
He's going to play in 6.
Yeah, when I asked you before the show when we were talking about this issue, I said, is the Laron Landry push 8 games? And then you said, well, it's probably more like 6. And I have it at...
I'm pretty good at handicapping.
I have it at 7. I think that he'll play 7 games.
All right, you take 7, I'll take 6.
So, I mean, we are in the same mindset is what I'm getting at there.
Right.
That Laron Landry
is not
healthy.
No.
And he's not somebody to lean on. And the one-year contract was a smart thing.
I'm pretty sure that what Laron Landry has a problem with is... his muscles have gotten so strong in his legs that they've ripped his tendons out of his ankle. And that happens sometimes when you lift too much and take too many supplements and things like that.
Well, you see him on his
he's a weightlifter.
On his Twitter, and he's taking pictures in tiny t-shirts and holding up his supplements and taking pictures of cars and saying, I'm going to go lift that up. I don't know if he's ever done that.
I just like to see him make a tackle during a Redskin game. But it's too late for that.
And now you see all these things, and it's obviously a passing league. So the defensive players, especially safeties, which Laron Landry is not very good in coverage to begin with.
No, he's like a linebacker.
He's a run-stopping safety.
He's a little linebacker, yeah.
And
it runs a 4.35 40, but not anymore.
The game now is... get quicker.
Absolutely.
And we're starting to see... like,
well, yeah, don't let anybody get behind you either. And he used to get burned long all the time.
Oh, yeah. And Ray Lewis,
yeah,
who was Mr. I'm going to get as big as possible and
not
hit
anymore.
The crap out of people, has dropped 30 pounds.
He took yoga. That kind of yoga that everybody's starting to take. And Ray lost a lot of weight.
Also,
he's got a trainer now, too.
I was told by somebody who was in the doctor's office with him that he did stem cell this offseason.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for him.
So,
was that on his ankle?
I believe so.
Yeah, because he had a bad ankle all year. He's a God. What a great player that guy is. You know what? Remember when he got hurt last year and I said he may be more valuable on the sideline than he is on the field? He was. Those 3 games that he didn't play, they were 3-0.
Well,
the defense was great.
The Ravens were good last year.
Yeah, they were. But you think they're going back?
I think
let's do this real quick, and we're going to be done with football for the rest of the show. Let's pick right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to win the NFC?
Packers.
Okay, you're taking the Packers, I'm taking the 49ers. Who's going to win the AFC?
Ravens.
Are you ready for this?
Let's hear it.
Taking the Jets.
Okay.
I'm taking 2 words, baby.
Tim Tebow.
Hey, I like that. I think the Jets win 10-11 games this year, even with Mark Sanchez actually taking snaps. I just think their defense is going to be
that much better. When he was drafted, I said that in his first full season, he would take the Broncos to the playoffs. And he didn't play a full season last year, but he played enough games to get them to the playoffs. So the fact is very simple. You put Tim Tebow on the field, and good things are going to happen. Whether that be what some people are calling luck, or whether it be, you know, his desire to win, or whatever it is, he gets it done, and he wins games. And Bruce is standing now as USA is up, 26 with that
20,
free throw?
27.
27.
Come
now.
On, play some defense for crying out loud.
So 30 seconds left in the game.
Hey, just dribble it out, man. You can't win. What are you doing?
And
he's going to foul him. Don't foul him. Don't you foul him. three-pointer. This sucks.
And Anthony.
How much time's left? He got fouled.
20 seconds left. 20 seconds left.
Oh, my God.
20 seconds left. It's a 27-point
game. This is why you should never play baskets, ever.
And
look at it. Look, they're nervous. The USA team is standing up. Are you trying to tell me they haven't been to a bookie over there? Are you kidding me? Then why would they care?
Russell Westbrook, he'll hit both of these. So you're good. You'll cover.
Now, Russell Westbrook's a stud. Mm-hmm. He's on our favorite team, right? Oklahoma City?
Yep.
I love that team. There's Durant. Mm-hmm. God, how old is he? 21?
Yeah, 21. 23. He's 23.
Oh, God. All right, yeah. Defense. Come on, defense. All right. How many people are watching? Give us a call.
It's over.
No, it's not over. Never over.
France is 240-317-729.
He's going to throw it in from three. Watch. Boom. Boom. Boom.
7-6-5-4. Boom. Three,
don't foul.
Two, one.
I talk.
What's 27. 27. So you're good. It's over. 27.
Is it over? Are you sure? So, all right. Well, we covered.
With that in mind, let's segue that into this is why we don't have
TVs.
All
right, TVs. Here we go. Roy, give me the medal count for the Americans as far as you know right now.
Well, the U.S. has 529 athletes in 25 different sports.
It's like a small high school.
Yeah, so that's a good bit of...
God, what a great high school that would be for sports.
That's a good bit of Ralph Lauren polo.
So how does your high school team do? We win the national championship at everything.
So as far as 10 o'clock before the show started, there's obviously events going on now, but... We had one gold.
Obviously.
And it was the 400 IM by Ryan Loach. Then silver.
Ryan Lochte.
Ryan, lock it down.
For those of you that don't know Roy, even if he knew how to pronounce it, he couldn't pronounce it. He has what we call speech problems. And that's really tough, but he's very good on the radio.
Number two. We have number two, silver. And then silver, we have two silvers. One is the men's archery team.
Yeah, what did he get, a silver?
It was three guys. It was Brady, Ellison, Jacob, I don't know how to say his last name.
Of course not.
Wookie or something.
Wookie. Wasn't he in Star Wars?
And then
Jake. Or is that a Wookie?
Jake Kamenisky.
Kamenisky.
So the men's archery team took silver.
Let me tell you something. Guys that shoot arrows are cool. I loved Robin Hood, man. That was the baddest movie in the world.
And then Elizabeth Beasel in 400 IM. She took a silver. So then,
yeah, she did. She was good.
Mm-hmm. So bronze.
What? That girl from China just blew her away. The girl from China swam a faster 50 than Lochte did. Hmm. You think we might need a little drug testing going on here?
She beat the full.
I'm guessing that something's going on there. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't say that about the Chinese.
So the bronze.
Jesus.
She could be wearing some sort of new suit, though, although they have broken down. They've tried
to. Yeah, she's wearing her birthday suit. Well, she's wearing.
They've tried to.
And it's a men's birthday suit.
They've tried to cut down on the suits because there was the, it was called Fast Skin. And they had a certain kind of texture that would cut through the water faster, and those are illegal now. So maybe she's wearing some new suit that they just haven't figured out.
Maybe she's greasing up real good.
But we murder her family if she doesn't. Easy down there. So we have two bronze as well in the 400 free. That is Peter Vanderkay.
Yeah.
And then
who else?
The 400 free relay.
Right.
Of women's. And that is Jessica Hardy, Lisa Neal, Allison Schmidt, and Amanda Weir. We have a total of five medals thus far.
I can't wait for wrestling.
Doing pretty good.
I can't wait for wrestling. By the way, I said I wasn't going to talk about football anymore.
Good luck.
We did pick. Well, you know what? It's training camp, buddy. Hey,
it's football season.
Hey, I compete every year in the NHB, and I got to pay them up pretty soon. I'm going to have to work out a deal with Phil because I'm broke right now. But, I can't wait for each week when we handicap and we do well. You know, last year I ended up in fourth or fifth place in the nation, mm-hmm. in the National Handicappers Bowl, even though I think my number was like 53 and change percent. It was a bad year for everybody, but I had an average year. Mm-hmm. So in a bad year, when you have an average year, you're having a pretty good year.
We were up around the 60% almost.
No, not very often.
Well,
I mean, there were some weeks we were, but there were some weeks we weren't.
We were up around 60.
You're
and then,
not
and
documented,
then start,
so I don't want to hear
I'm
what you
I'm documented.
Are.
If you go to sportsmancave.com and
oh,
go to
Jesus.
The pick artist
yeah,
page,
right.
picks of
okay.
the week.
Every
documented.
Week.
Those are all
well,
my
I
picks
be,
there.
Well, then I want to be on your documentation because I'll
but
hit 70%
I didn't
with
end,
yours.
I didn't end up 60 the last four.
Nobody did. Nobody in the country did.
The last 4 weeks. I mean, I was right around 50. I think I was at 50 and a half. 51%, something like that. So, but we both ended up in the positives.
Yes, we did. So, yes, we did. We're going to talk baseball when we come back, right?
Or, yeah, and we got some fantasy. We're gonna start.
Oh, we're gonna do it. We're gonna play a game, yep. And we need somebody to call
somebody to
in.
Call in and play fantasy baseball.
Third
with us.
Caller that calls in, or the first, whichever's first,
or the 12th.
We want you to play with us. What we're gonna do is tell them what we're gonna do.
We're
real
gonna
quick.
Pick three position players and one pitcher, and it's a point for each stat. And
we're
going to do this.
We're playing fantasy baseball.
Fantasy
How
baseball.
Many pitchers?
One pitcher, what? Three positions.
Let's pick two pitchers.
You want two pitchers? That's
yeah,
fine.
You got to pick two.
Two pitchers. And we'll document this, and we'll do this a running thing until...
I think it'll be fun.
Until baseball season's
it'll
over.
It'll be fun, and then we're going to talk baseball. Then we're going to talk about
winner will get a T-shirt
picks.
Or something. If, yeah. if you call in and you play with us and you win, we'll get you a T-shirt.
By the way, I'm having Bruce Hall Sports T-shirts made.
There we go.
You got Sports Man... I got Sports Man Cave shirts
I got,
all over my house.
You got koozies... T-shirts,
Roy gives
sweatshirts.
His shirts out at all of his events. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be back in a minute with more stuff.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So, the American basketball team covers the 25-point spread. They beat France.
By 27.
By 27. Who is my pick to
and
win bronze?
And you're welcome, all you people that played that on my recommendation. I got news for you. It was a lock, but... It didn't lock up till late. And you could tell that the boys liked it because they were standing up going, please score, please score, please score.
So the U.S. basketball team, they pulled a good group.
They're not bad.
With the group play
and they
is
would,
what I mean.
I think they would beat the Dream Team because they're better players today than they were then. No, they are. They're
but,
faster.
Anyway,
they're bigger.
I don't know about that. But the group that they pulled in the Olympics, it consists of Argentina, France, who they just beat, Lithuania, Nigeria, themselves.
Isn't
and,
Lithuania the team with the tie-dye?
And Tunisia.
Tunisia.
Is that right?
That's right.
I got it.
Tunisia. That's what
Tennessee.
Right. That's, no, that's Tunisia, right? Hey, doesn't the Lithuanians have the tie-dye? They used to have the tie-dye every year.
I don't know.
They have the wildest uniforms every year.
But they play...
And they're good because there were a couple... I think Sabonis, remember? Or somebody played for them.
Well, any of... All of the teams...
Didn't he die in a car accident or something?
They all have pro players now, which is one thing that is an argument for the people with the Dream Team, you know, when they ran through the Olympics.
Right.
They did. There was no pro players. The overseas game
That's right.
has
They were
evolved,
all college players.
And,
well, it's, they got a real coach now.
So
I mean, Coach K could coach at the... professional level.
He's one of the best in the game.
Well, they've offered him like $10 million a year, and he won't take it.
He doesn't have to. He's a god.
Well, he's making $10 million a year off his endorsements with Reebok or whoever.
He doesn't need to go pro. There's no reason to do that.
I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, and I don't know if Duke has Reebok or not. I think they have Nike. Don't they have Nike shoes?
It's Nike. It's Nike and Jordan. Yep. When I was at the Nike World Basketball Festival a couple weeks ago, they had all the jerseys on display, all the shoes.
Do you know what?
Each player has his own custom shoe.
Yeah, they do.
And then they have team shoes as well that are
and what I hate
based
is,
upon where
what
they play.
I hate about the shoes. The only thing I hate about them is kids get beat up and shot over these shoes.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
which is stupid.
So if you want to see pictures of the Nike uniforms and all the shoes, you can follow me on Instagram at SportsManCave. So there you go.
Well, let's talk baseball. I mean, why not? It's my favorite sport of the whole world, and while I'm coaching baseball, I'm still watching a lot of baseball. Right now, I would say that in the National League, the Washington Nationals are probably the team to beat. I think the Pittsburgh Pirates are surprising everybody. Mm-hmm. They're doing extremely well.
But they're chasing the Reds, who also have won 60 games.
The Reds have won 8 games in a row without Joey Votto. Let me repeat that, because that's kind of big. They've won 8 games in a row without, by far, their best player. Mm-hmm. So when Joey Votto comes back in a week, or whenever he comes back, they're just going to be better. And what's happened is Bronson Arroyo, Mike Leake, some of their second-line pitchers, Johnny Cueto, who got snubbed from the All-Star team because he kicked a guy in the face with the St. Louis Cardinals in a fight 2 years ago, and Tony La Russa refused to put him on the team, even though he said that wasn't the reason. That was the reason, by the way. These guys are all getting quality starts, and they're getting the hitting too. Uh-huh. You gotta love the Reds. Now the Reds playing a little bandbox of a stadium too. I mean, it doesn't take much to get a ball out of there. Mm-hmm. San Francisco, who's my first favorite team, they just lost 2 in a row to the Dodgers. They've had some injuries. Pablo Sandoval, Boch put him at first base. He made a stretch to catch a ball 3 games ago and did the splits. So he strained. He had an MRI, strained a hamstring all the way up. Mm. And he's out. He's on the DL. They just brought Aubrey Huff back, but he's not going to be able to play much. They have to rely on really good pitching. Well, Barry Zito, who had had a pretty good year so far to this point, yesterday got slammed 10-0 by the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers just picked up Hanley Ramirez. Hanley Ramirez is an all-star third baseman / shortstop that they picked up from the Miami Marlins. And Hanley Ramirez hit a 2-run bomb off a guy that doesn't give up hits.
Where do you think he's going to stay at short? Third base? What do you think?
Third base. He's not a good enough shortstop, and he's getting bigger, mm-hmm. if you understand what I'm saying to you.
Yes.
He's going to hit 25, 30 home runs a game. Now I got to tell you, he could play short for that team.
Yeah, well, he played short for the majority of it until they brought in.
I think he's outgrowing the position. And he's not that old. Hanley Ramirez is like 24, 25 years old.
He's a young guy. A couple of years ago, he would have been your top fantasy baseball pick.
Now, did you want to do the fantasy pickups now, or let's go over what's going on?
We'll send the number out for people to call in. So 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Call in, and we're going to pick somebody to play fantasy baseball with us while you guys are
It won't be on hold long, believe me. I'm going to go over the AL and the NL standings real quick. The Yankees, they're still 21 games over 500, even though they've been kind of ho-humming it for the past week. They're 60-39. They're 8.5 games ahead of Baltimore, who, in my opinion, will be below 500 when it's all said and done. At home, the Yankees are 31-17. On the road, they're 29-22. They still have a shot at winning 100 games. The Baltimore Orioles are going nowhere. The Tampa Bay Bucks could improve, but I don't think so. Toronto, probably not. Boston Red Sox, big articles everywhere. This has been a big topic of talk, Roy, since the start of the season. Mm-hmm. Bobby Valentine. I mean, all he did was get rid of one of their favorite players, Kevin Youkilis. Everybody on the team hates him. Evidently, this past week, with their former manager visiting because he's with Major League Baseball Network, he sat down and everybody came around and started talking to him. Bobby Valentine is taking all of this abuse pretty well. He's saying that he thinks his team will be around at the end of the season. Here's my question to all New Yorkers. Roy,
yeah.
And I'm going to ask you this question that I'm asking everybody listening to this show. Is Bobby Valentine himself going to be around at the end of the season?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why he's going to be around. Because Larry Lucchino hired him. Larry Lucchino used to be assistant GM with the Baltimore Orioles. Larry Lucchino's ego is bigger than anybody's ego that I've ever read about. He's going to not admit he made a mistake until the year is over. And then he's going to hire somebody else. Now, Terry Francona was a pretty good manager, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
He handled that team. He was a player's manager. They all loved him. They didn't have the year they thought they would last year, right? Mm-hmm. And they got rid of him.
Well, they
and I think that was more owner-related than it was general manager-related.
I mean, that was a huge slide towards the end of that season.
Well, it was, but you remember how many injuries they had?
That's true.
They were all beat up.
Yeah.
I mean, Dustin Pedroia to this date isn't healthy.
Mm-hmm.
All-star center fielder, Jacob Ellsbury, out the whole year until recently. Mm-hmm. Now they're talking about moving either else. You know, they're going to ask too much money for Jake, you know, too much in return for Jacob Ellsbury. But Jacob Ellsbury, could you imagine getting a center fielder like that? If the Giants didn't already have Angel Pagan, who's having a decent year, they'd get Ellsbury in a heartbeat. I mean, you can't find great center fielders. And Jacob Ellsbury's sitting there for the picking. Now, here's the question I have. Are the Boston Red Sox going to have a yard sale?
No.
You think they're going to keep everybody intact?
What are they, five games out of the wild card right now?
Well, yeah. Yeah, so five games. There's so many teams still in it.
There's still hope.
Listen, if you look at the American League East, every single team here still has a shot. In my opinion, in my humble opinion, it's the team is going to come out of the West. Two wild cards are coming out of the West. Oakland is on fire. They're the hottest team in baseball right now. The Los Angeles Angels have been playing much better as of late. They're only four games back at Texas, and now we're having problems in Texas, you know, with Josh Hamilton. You know, the manager Ron Washington, who in my opinion is no brain surgeon to begin with as a manager. I mean, Wash is a great guy, but he's, you know, and he knows baseball. But I've seen him make more mistakes than other managers anywhere. I mean, at any level, you know, in the World Series against the Giants 2 years ago, he cost them the World Series, in my opinion, with three or four of the moves he did not make. Does that make sense to you? And that's what I watch when I watch a ball game. The Yankees are going to win it. I think the Chicago White Sox, Roy, are the team to watch. I think the White Sox, with Robin Ventura in his first year, mm-hmm. have you seen them lately? Yeah. They're having fun.
Yeah, they are.
Adam Dunn has hit 30 bombs. Do you know who Adam Dunn is? And I've sent it out on Twitter. He's Dave Kingman for all you guys in your 50s. Dave Kingman in the 70s with the Chicago Cubs used to hit 40, 45 home runs every year, drive in over 100 runs, and hit 190. That's who Adam Dunn has become. And you know what? I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, that's
not on that team, because they got Paul Konerko hitting 340, 350. They've got a great hitting ball club right now. They have an unbelievable ball club. The Los Angeles Angels are making moves quickly. They just picked up
Zach Greinke
from Milwaukee.
Who starts today.
I've already released him on my other website. I released Greinke today because there's no way he doesn't win this ball game. I mean, he is one of the better pitchers in the league. But the Yankees just, you know, even though they're all beat up and banged up, and they just seem to have what it takes in the AL East to win it. Detroit, everybody still thinks is going to be there. I disagree. Cleveland, Kansas City, and Minnesota, forget about it. Forget about it. We're getting ready to leave. We're going to be talking about baseball here as soon as we get back.
On the other side, we're going to do those fantasy picks that we've been talking about.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. Look, somebody's got to call in. So give us a call at 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. You got to play with us. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall, and you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back. Somebody to love. Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, guys. Look, we're back. Roy and I are going to give you our picks first. Then we're going to pick our teams because we figured this is a lot better. And now, we're only picking today's games.
Yeah.
So we're going to have, let me get this straight. Three players, one pitcher, or two pitchers?
Let's do two pitchers. You want to do two pitchers?
Well, we're going to do two pitchers and three position players. The Red Sox are playing the Yankees today. I've already released Hiroki Kuroda. They got beat last night at Yankee Stadium by the Red Sox 10-8. Two runs scored, I want to say, in the top of the ninth inning, and they lost. I'm taking the Yankees, and I love Hiroki Kuroda. He's the perfect Yankee starter. He never gives up more than two or three runs a game, it seems, and I think that they're going to win today. How about you? You like the Yankees?
Absolutely.
All right. The Mets are at the D-backs. A guy from Northern Virginia, Saunders, is pitching against the Mets' R.A. Dickey. Lately, R.A. Dickey's been struggling. His last three starts, he has a 5.89 ERA, and Saunders and the D-backs are playing a lot better. I actually released Saunders today because he was actually getting numbers. He was like plus 130. Dickey's still a favorite everywhere he pitches because they're 15-5 in games he starts, but the D-backs need the game. I took Saunders. Who are you going to take?
I got the Mets.
You took Dickey. The Padres are at the Marlins. You got Richard with the Padres, who actually didn't look that bad last game, but I'm gonna pass on this game completely. Josh Johnson for the Marlins. Now, Josh Johnson, there was a lot of talk that he'd end up somewhere with a trade. Evidently, it's not happening. He hasn't had a very good year this year. He's 6-7. His ERA isn't bad. It's 4.14, but that team is imploding. Are you going to pass on this game too?
Yeah, I don't care about this game.
The Phillies are at the Braves. One of my favorite pitchers anywhere, Tim Hudson, at 1:35 Eastern time. It's an even pick. Guess who he's facing?
Roy Halladay.
Roy Halladay is what we call history where I come from. Against this opponent, he's got a 13.5 ERA against the Phillies. Hudson has a 0.00 ERA. This is my play of the day. I'm taking Tim Hudson in Atlanta against the Phillies. How about you, Roy?
I am going to take Mr. Halladay.
Oh, well, then, you know what? Then one of us is going to win and one of us is going to lose.
That's right.
The Pirates, you know, James McDonald, who got snubbed from the All-Star team by that, can I say the word? No, I won't say it. By that not nice guy, yeah. Tony La Russa. He goes out today against the opponent this year, 1.80 ERA. He's in Houston where Houston stinks. What have they lost, 12 in a row? They're horrible.
They're pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking McDonald. Yep. The Pirates win no matter where they play. Do you agree?
I got Pittsburgh.
Nationals at the Brewers. I'm passing because the Brewers, for one reason or another, mm-hmm. are playing really good ball right now. And the Nationals, even though it's Gio and he's 13-5 this year with a 3.13 ERA, I'm passing on the game because I just don't trust the game.
I got the Nats.
Oh, you're going to lose that one. The Cardinals, I hope you're wrong, though. I hope I'm wrong. The Cardinals are at the Cubs. Wainwright, who's pitched extremely well in the last three starts, 3.05 ERA, goes up against Paul Mahalom, who's been the best Cub pitcher in recent history in the last three or four weeks. I'm taking Wainwright because the Cubs won yesterday. Who are you taking, Roy?
I'm going to pass in this
game.
Yeah,
good, that's a good pass, but I'm taking the Cards. The Reds, you got Matt Latos with the Reds against the Rockies. God, that's Johnny Sanchez. Johnny Sanchez got traded from Kansas City to Colorado, and Guthrie got traded from Colorado to Kansas City, and they both suck. They really suck. I'm passing on this game. I don't like to bet the Reds on the road. I like them at home.
Yeah, I don't like
Dodgers. This is a great game here. Clayton Kershaw, who I said was going the wrong direction 3 weeks ago, he's lost three games in a row. Okay? Mm-hmm. He goes up against my favorite guy, a guy we interviewed on the show, Ryan Vogelsong. Vogie, I'm taking today. I normally don't take the Giants because I don't want to jinx them, but they got beat 10-0 against L.A. at home yesterday. Vogie comes back. They get two runs off Vogie. We get five or six, and we beat Kershaw. How about you, Roy?
I got the Dodgers just so I can call you later. And
you're just such a not nice guy. Tigers at the Blue Jays. I'm passing. I Fister and Cecil, you can keep them both.
Tigers.
You're taking the Tigers at Toronto?
Yes, sir.
All right. The Athletics are at the Orioles. Chen, you know, and that's not That's not Bruce Chen. That's another
it's
Chen.
That's
like,
Chen, I think
how are you doing, Chen? Athletics. I got, you know, I took the athletics. I've had them all week. They've won. I mean, let me just tell you this. The athletics have won 8 out of their last 10 games, and they're winning on the road. I'm taking them in Baltimore again.
I'm passing them.
They scored like 14 runs yesterday.
Yeah, I'm passing.
I'm taking the A's. Indians at the Twins. You know, I don't even know who's starting for the Twins because the paper, even the New York Post, says Liriano, he just got traded. So he's not starting.
Doensing is what I have.
Yeah, here. I'm passing on the game.
Yeah, I'm passing too.
Razor at the Angels. This is your game. Greinke against Hellickson, who sucks, although he's pitched better as of late. I'm taking Greinke and the Angels.
Yeah, I got the A's.
Yeah, and that's like 220 to 10 to 100, which is a tough number. The Royals are at the Mariners. The King, Hernandez, is going for the Mariners. The Royals, Smith is going. I'm passing on the game.
I don't care about this game.
I don't either. And the White Sox are at the Rangers. Now, Gavin Floyd has been pitching great. He's 2-1 in his last three games, 2.84 ERA. I like Gavin Floyd here, but I'm passing on the game because the Rangers need the game.
Yeah, I don't have anybody here.
All right, so I picked these games. You ready?
Yep.
Yankees, D-backs, Braves,
yep.
Pirates, Cardinals, Giants, Athletics.
Who did you pick, loser?
I mean, Roy.
I have Yankees, Mets, Phillies, Pirates, Nats, Dodgers, Detroit, Halos.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this question. Oh, I got to be real careful here because it's Sunday today.
Well, we got to get into our fantasy.
I know,
here.
But that's why I got to be careful. I was looking at taking as one of my three guys.
Well, don't tell me because...
Oh, no,
I might take him.
No, I don't care. You can take my guys.
All right.
You never will take my guys.
I already know him.
I'm not taking a Yankee, even though they're playing the Red Sox. I'd have to take a right-hander. What right-hander for the Yankees would be awesome today against DuBrant? I just don't see any Yankee being that good. The D-backs are starting to play some ball, but nobody's going to hit Dickey probably that well. I'm passing on that for a position player. Passing on the Padres and the Marlins. Nobody's got a hitter on those teams. Do you know who I'm going to take against Halliday?
You do have first pick. So is this your first
pick? Yeah, this is my first pick. I'm taking McCutchen. Okay. With Pirates. I'm taking Andrew McCutchen against a right-hander. He's hitting, by the way, 340 against
Very
right-handers.
Good pick. Very good pick.
I took him against a Houston Astros guy. Who are you taking first?
I'm taking Mr. MVP candidate Matt Kemp.
Okay. Against the Giants.
Against
your
boys.
He's going against a right-hander, though.
That's why I knew you wouldn't take him, because he's going against your boys.
Well, there's no way that I would ever do that. I tell you what I'm going to do. Against Kershaw, I'm taking nobody. But I'm going to take against Chen with the Orioles, I'm taking the right-hander. What's his name, the guy from Cuba? Cespedes. I'm taking Cespedes. That's how they pronounce it, actually, Cespedes. I'm taking him against the Orioles. Now, who are you taking, Roy?
Against the Orioles, I have Blackley.
Okay.
Is that who you're taking him? Or are you taking
I took a hitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to take a hitter.
I misunderstood you. I'm thinking about my picks over here.
Go.
I'm going to take a pitcher here, and I'm going to take Gio Gonzalez.
Okay. That sounds good. I got one more position player.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take Adam Dunn. I can't believe I did that. I'm taking Adam Dunn for the White Sox. I can't believe I did that against Feldman.
Well,
he's going to hit two bombs.
I'm going to go with one of my boys from one of the teams that I am absolutely in love with right now.
Right.
The Detroit Tigers. And I'm going to go into royalty there.
You going to Cabrera?
I'm going
to
take Prince.
Are you taking Prince? I don't blame you. I almost took him. All right, now we got to take two pitchers. I'm taking Vogie. Who are you taking?
I already took my first pitcher with Gio Gonzalez, and I'm going to take Halliday.
All right. Well, that's ballsy.
I have the Phillies winning.
You know what I'm going to do?
And I think it's Halliday.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
You're going to take Hudson.
Yes, I am. I'm taking Timmy Hudson against Halliday. So we got our guys.
Well, I'm on my last pick, my last position player.
Oh, you're taking a position player.
Yeah,
okay.
I got
go
my
ahead.
Last
that's
one.
Fine. Hey, this is fun.
Yeah, you like this?
Did we get a caller in, Matt? Oh, that's all right.
I'm going to take Robinson Cano.
Robbie Cano, the guy that doesn't hustle out ground
balls? That's my last position player.
That was the one thing I learned today reading the post, that he doesn't hustle out ground balls.
So we're going to do this, every point, every RBI is a point, and any stat category is a point. We're going to do this as for today games only, and next Sunday we'll do this again. And your final team here, you have McCutchen.
Oh, you kept track. Thank you.
You're darn right I did. Suspettus, Adam Dunn, your boy Vogie, and Tim Hudson. Those are your pitchers. My guys are Mr. Matt Kemp, Gio Gonzalez, the Prince Fielder, Roy Halladay, and Robinson Cano. So we'll see what happens with these guys. And I will be bragging next Sunday as I take this crown. And you can follow those picks on Facebook, facebook.com/Bruce Hall Sports.
And yours.
Yeah.
Tell them your Facebook page.
It's facebook.com/SMC Network. So that's us.
All right. Before we get out of here, I do want to say a couple of things. The Senior Open is this week. And one of my favorite players, Freddie Couples, is one stroke back. Now, I got to tell you, I don't know. I'm not really sure if he's going to be able to do it, but he's a better putter than Bernhard Langer is. And Bernhard Langer is leading. If you don't have anything to do, turn on that golf, turn on the golf channel, or turn on the network. I want to say that it's on channel 7 or 9. It's on CBS or ABC this week. But I really would love to see Fred Couples win this event. I really would.
If you're near a TV, you want to check out this Spain-China game going on. Spain is the, according to FIBA World Rankings, they're the number 2 team in the world. So they're somebody to look out for if you're following U.S. basketball. Another guy, singular player to look out for, his name is Pablo Prigioni. And he just signed a rookie contract with the Knicks. So, Team Argentina, check
out. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you next week. You've been listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.